Alexis French, the composer's latest, is Dreamland, and that takes us to a new film titled Dreamland, here with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. This Friday sees another wild and moody cinematic ride from visionary director Bruce McDonald, the man who brought you Hardcore Logo, Highway 61, Hellions, and This Movie Is Broken. And this week, the national release of McDonald's latest picture, Dreamland, as it hits Apple TV, Bell, Cineplex, Cogeco, Rogers, Shaw, and Telus. The release follows a busy festival tour, which began with a world premiere at the Brussels International Fantastic Festival last year, followed by the Fantasy Film Festival in Germany, the Torino Film Festival in Italy, and a North American premiere at the 2019 Fantasia International Film Festival. Now you can see it. Dreamland reunites McDonald with his collaborators from the 2008 cult favorite Pontypool, and fans may know the characters in this new film from the final scenes of the movie. And get a load of this cast: Stephen McHattie, the great Stephen McHattie, Lisa Hull, Juliette Lewis, and Henry Rollins. That's right, that Henry Rollins, the punk poet legend. It's a horror, fantasy, crime dream that sees Stephen McHattie as hitman Johnny Deadeyes taking instructions, not for the squeamish, from an underworld kingpin. Hercules is played by Rollins, and he wants the pinky finger from a jazz legend, which happens to be Johnny's doppelganger, McHattie in both roles. Johnny would actually like to get out of the hitman game, but maybe he can take care of the deed and his own needs while skulking about the neo-noir cityscape, running into lowlifes, vampires, and crime queens along the way. Here's a moment from Dreamland.
I can shoot a guy in the head. I can kill his wife in this dark. But I don't want to wrestle a guy for his finger.
When did diplomacy get all Cosa Nostra? It's as if the new Diplos, they're all cast from mod pictures, you know, with their grotesque rings and their blown-up blondes. I prefer the good old days with monocles and fat men and a good bloody book.
Joining me on the line, and what a pleasure, the director of Dreamland. His name is Bruce McDonald. Welcome, sir.
Well, Mark, thank you so much for having me on. And I must say, I was a very, very efficient and succinct summary of this. This wild little ride that we've made. Yeah,
I do my best, and congrats on this film. I know you've been on the road with it for a long, long time, and Pontypool is such a cult classic. This must feel good to finally be able to get this to fans.
You know, it's nice to bring it home, you know, because, you know, this is hometown, home team, and, you know, we could have waited, I suppose, for theaters to open again.
Right.
We thought, no, everybody's at home right now. It's a great time to watch a movie. So we're very pleased.
You've been down this road with Pontypool. You put it out 12 years ago. Here we are again in 2020. What about this world was so attractive for you to say, you know what, I want to go back here. I want to get back into this world.
Well, it's kind of like putting the band back together. You know, you work with you know, our screenwriter, Tony Burgess, really talented screenwriter and novelist, and of course, the great Steve McHattie. I've had the chance to work with on many different TV shows and movies. So, you know, when you work with your friends on occasion, you kind of hunker and you want to keep that up. You want to keep the band on the road.
Right.
So it's a great pleasure to do that.
You know, I love Stephen McHattie, and I know you love him. Infinitely watchable. Bit of a prickly interview sometimes, but people remember him from just hundreds of television and film roles. The Rocket.
He was Elaine's psychiatrist on Seinfeld.
Seinfeld 300. I remember him in that. History of Violence. It's so important for you to work with him again, as you just point out, and with two roles here. I think he really is the secret ingredient here. We can't take our eyes off him in this film.
Yeah, he's the MVP for sure. I mean, we wrote, Tony and I and Patrick Whistler, who's the other co-writer, we designed the movie for Stephen because he's one of my favorite actors of all time. He's just a detailed guy. He's very thoughtful. He prepares really well. He's very nuanced. He brings, and he always surprises you. So, you know, he loved the idea of, you know, trying to conjure two people. And I think he did a fantastic job.
He really did. And you know, one guy, he's a hitman, and he's a bit scraggly, and he's got the long hair. And the other fellow is a jazz musician, and clearly has had a drug problem for some time. And we really just get to see him go to work as he takes on two very different guys.
Yeah, I mean, one of the inspirations, you're talking about the jazz guy, there was a filmmaker, a Toronto guy, who made a film called Born to be Blue, and before that was a short film about Chet Baker,
where
Stephen McCaddy played Chet Baker. Robert Boudreau is the director's and the writer's name, and so we were really inspired by Robert's film and thought, okay, well, let's imagine a movie that might be written or imagined by late career Chet Baker on a surfing on heroin or some kind of, you know, whatever his drug of choice was.
Entirely frightening. And,
this is what we came up with. Yes.
And I do love the soundtrack. I mean, I'd love to spend a little more time with that, but it is a wonderful sort of a jazz dream that's happening, very ethereal, a little frightening at times, a little dissonant. So you really use that as a character in this movie.
Yeah, and well, we were lucky to get a great Toronto composer, Jonathan Goldsmith, who used, you know, a gang of people. Jonathan often works with the Art of Time Ensemble, and he's a great arranger and a composer. So, yeah, we were really fortunate to get him to join our band.
I was looking at the cast you have here, the story, the setting, your shooting locations, the feel. What is the spirit you wanted when putting this together? How should we feel when we are actually in Dreamland?
I think it's a little bit like in the old days when I was growing up in Toronto, we would go to the 99 Cent Roxy and watch the midnight movies,
right.
You know, things like Eraserhead and Song Remains the Same and El Topo. So
you got to have that movie theater growing up, right?
Yeah. So you kind of have that sort of vibe, and it's you know, we tried to capture a dream, the logic of a dream where things like a vampire and two guys that look the same seem quite natural in the world that you're in, but you think about it, you know, outside of that box, it seems quite strange and quite odd. So, you know, we tried our best to kind of capture the dream logic, and it's a bit of a fairy tale,
right.
You know, it makes a kind of strange sense. So it's a kind of a good late night. It's a good second one on the double feature after the kids have gone to bed.
I watched it at 6 in the morning this morning.
Well, that's even better. That's a real late night for some people.
You set up camp in Belgium, Luxembourg for this. What about those places help to put us in the world of Dreamland?
Well, it's sort of Dreamland has two worlds that it plays in, an upstairs world and a sort of downstairs world. So Luxembourg City, which is a very rich and prosperous city, a lot, you know, the European Council is there, and if Yorkville was a city, it would be Luxembourg City.
It looks beautiful on screen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really gorgeous. And then the downstairs world was a place in Belgium called Charleroi, which is sort of the Detroit of Belgium. It's this kind of broken down post-industrial city, which is just kind of gorgeous for its emptiness and its decay and its kind of former grandeur. So it was a really lovely combo platter between these two, you know, the big kind of palace up on the cliff and
sure.
World below.
You mentioned it off the top, the release this Friday, and I'm sure, as you say, it would have been lovely to put it on the big screen. That's where it belongs. But I do hear this streaming thing, I understand, is taking off. So what's that feeling for you as you put it out streaming on Friday?
Well, when you listed in your introduction all the places that it's going to play, I mean, it's amazing because it really just goes out.
Yeah.
And it's an incredible thing to be able to reach that many people in that quick a time. So it's very exciting, and I'm very curious to hear people's, you know, it's a kind of movie you can interpret in your own way. Very excited. We are checking out drive-ins. There's a great drive-in up in Muskoka. A few friends were telling me about where they project the movie on a painted rock on the Canadian Shield.
Oh my goodness!
So once the once Mr. Ford gives the okay for the drive-ins, we may experiment with a double feature up there.
Dreamland on the Rock, yes.
Yeah.
The film Dreamland, starring Stephen McCaddy, Lisa Houle, Juliette Lewis, Henry Rollins, many others. It arrives everywhere you enjoy streaming movies this Friday. The great Bruce McDonald, what a treat! Thank you for being here, my friend.
What a pleasure, Mark. I'm a big fan.
And
nice to be on your show.
Oh, well, it's great to be with you once again, and we hope you keep doing what you do. And you're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That is our look at the arts.